Blog Talk Radio.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope everyone is doing well. Thanks for the opportunity to Locker Talk on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network. I'm your host, Barry Barnes, founder and CEO of Locker-Report.com, where you'll find out about NFL stars of tomorrow today. I hope everyone is having a blessed morning. I hope everyone had themselves a great Christmas holiday. I hope that everything that you guys wanted, y'all was able to receive it, and things you was not able to get, I know y'all guys probably still working towards getting it. Hopefully y'all guys made all your exchanges in the midst of all the big sales and everything that was going on far as with in regards to buying gifts, so to speak. But most importantly, hope everyone kept Christmas in its proper perspective. But it's all about giving. The reason for this season, pretty much always talking about honoring Christ, that was the day that he was born, and keeping things in perspective that is about giving more than receiving. However, I just want to hope that everyone had themselves a great holiday, and I hope everyone is ready for the new year that's about to come upon us in a couple of days. But before the new year kick in, we're going to talk about the NFL as the regular season comes to a close. Man, I can't believe it. That it's already week 17 of the NFL. And I pretty much had to so I wound up going to the movies twice this week. Although both times I went to go see Aquaman. I highly recommend that movie. I'll catch Bumblebee probably after this weekend. But football is here. The regular season is about to close. Another great season of the NFL. We've seen, as we always see every year, ups and downs, teams improving, some teams taking a step back. You see some players getting better. And you see some players on the decline. It's something that we expect every year at this time of the NFL season. Now, as we go forth towards the playoff, berth in week 17, there are several scenarios that's upon us this weekend to help make everything locked in. So I will talk a little bit about that, but I will definitely put in perspective what this show is about, is to highlight the guys that came through the NFL Regional Combine that are in the NFL right now and doing very well. Now, last two weeks, I had guests that came on. That are NFL evaluators who I've worked with in regards to NFL football operations as we highlight and find out who's going to be those next gems to watch out for in the NFL. That's guys that's been overlooked. And we'll talk about some of those guys came on. I had Phil Blackwell that came in 2 weeks ago. And then I had Tagaloa Ohana came on last week that talked about the process, talked about the things that guys need to know, especially if they have dreams to get to the NFL, primarily for guys that went to small schools and guys that probably had fell off the radar in Division I play trying to get into the good graces of NFL scouts to try to make NFL teams. So they talked about the process. I will have more people coming on as I build up to some players to watch out for 2019. But next week is going to be very special. I'm going to give y'all some time. If you know any young man that's looking to have a career in the NFL and they're in their last year of eligibility and looking to try to make the league next year or any one of those professional teams at the CFL, and also that new league that's going to start, the Alliance of American Football, the AAF, that's about to kick off right after the Super Bowl next year. If someone want to try to extend their career as a professional football player, please have them to tune in next week. Next week, I will have another guest, and he will be an agent. His name is Christian Yogic from Spark. That's an up and coming agency, but works very well with small school talented guys. I will have Christian to come on the show next week and talk about the importance of having an agent at this time of the year for these small school guys to have an edge. He will come on and talk about the process. He will talk about his experience, and he will talk about some of the guys who he helped along to get into NFL camps. The reason why I'm having Christian to come on this show because I have confidence in this agency. And this agency every year always have players that's in front of scouts and get into NFL camps. And they specialize in small school guys. So I'm not going to bring someone into the show that's not going to be a benefit, because I want you guys, and if you listen on the sound of my voice right now, and you're one of those guys that's trying to get into the league, and you do not have an agent yet, it's imperative that you do. Christian's going to come on next week to explain why, how they go about their process, what to expect during this time of the year, which will be in January, the first Friday of the new year, 2019. He's going to come on the air, set some things straight, give his perspectives, all the important things that you guys need to know as you move forward and trying to have a career in the NFL. You're listening to Locker Talk on the Best Bad Radio Network. Please tune in. Make sure you check out that show next week. If anyone have any questions at any time during the point of this broadcast or leading up to next week, knowing that I will have an agent, a certified NFL agent, come on to the show that have a solid reputation. If you guys have any questions, any concerns, anything that you want to find out, you can always shoot me a message directly on Twitter at @Locker_Report, Instagram, LockReport100, all small caps, Facebook, LockReport.com, or you can inbox me in my personal email address at BarryBarnes@Locker-Report.com. So I'm here to help. Not just talk about football and educate on football, but at the same time, here to be a help so that these guys can actually live out their dreams. Because I know it's something else trying to pursue a dream and not have the help to get there. On Locker Talk, on Best Fat Radio Network, we're going to help you guys get there to the next level so that your guys can be able to make a living playing on Sunday afternoons. Now, when we come back from a quick pause, we're going to talk about what some of the NFL regional combine players did last week. We're going to talk about what to expect from some of those players this week as they either help solidify a playoff spot, primarily in the AFC, because that's where everything is pretty much juggled up at. So we'll talk about who will have some influence there and how some of the players can help strengthen their team's chances of getting into the playoffs. And as we look ahead about the whole picture of the scenario, talk about the playoff run, some of the things that I expect from this weekend and teams to watch out for if they get into the playoffs, and I'll give some reasoning why. But I definitely want to have the main, most important thing, have my regional combine guys up front and center about what they're doing this week as they prepare for the playoff run. Now, some of the things that with the context, that all 16 games this weekend are all divisional games. Now, come down to divisional games. They are the games that anything can happen. And the NFL, about four years ago, they set it up that at least the last two games for every team during the season, they will end with divisional games. No matter how good one team is or how bad another team is, divisional games are really important and critical because there's familiarity with the clubs. So don't expect that it's going to be an easy win for the Patriots this weekend. Don't necessarily think it's going to be an easy win for Kansas City Chiefs this weekend. There are things that can happen this weekend which make the NFL such a great sport because nothing is given. There are some things that we expect to see and things we expect to false outcomes to happen. But one thing that we also expect in the NFL are upsets, and that happens a great deal in the league, especially when it comes down to divisional games. You listen to Locker Talk, Best of Fan Radio Network. Going to take a quick pause, and then we're going to jump into right into week 17 as we talk about what some of the guys did last week on week 16 from the NFL Regional Combine. You listen to Locker Talk on the Best of Fan
Radio Network. I want to feel the heat with somebody. Yeah, I want to dance with somebody. With somebody who loves me. Ooh, ooh.
Alexa, play Whitney Houston.
Okay.
Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Blog Talk Radio.
Since Buffalo Wild Wings is always open late, here are a few things you'll enjoy. Buzzer beaters, wings in 21 signature sauces and seasonings, and great deals on food and beer. Grab select domestic draft beers starting at $4. $4 shareables like street tacos, fried pickles, chili queso dip, mozzarella sticks, and roasted garlic mushrooms, and deals on select liquor and house cocktails. Phew, that's a mouthful. Catch all of the late night action. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Offers and participation vary. Please drink responsibly. Void where prohibited.
All right, welcome back to Locker Talk on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network. We are here about NFL stars of tomorrow today. I'm your host, Barry Barnes, founder and CEO of Locker-Report.com, where you'll find out about NFL stars of tomorrow today. And please check out my publication. It's a great site, Locker-Report.com, where you'll find out all kinds of information outside of the normal news cycle of the NFL, where you'll find out new things about the league. I like to say finding out about the NFL within the NFL. So check this site out. You'll love what the content is on there. It's fresh, it's new, it's a great deal. There's a lot of hits on that site, so check it out. It's very informative. And also what's very informative is the Bachelor Pad Radio Network, where we have a host of shows like the Donaldson Files. Make sure you tune in to listen to Tim Donaldson and Coco Koshny every Wednesday evening, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also Behind the Dream with Aisha Campbell airs every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please make sure you check her out. And also the Dr. Larry Show. As every Wednesday at 7 p.m., right behind the Donaldson Files, where you hear Dr. Larry talk about all kinds of stuff in the medical field, all kinds of news cycles that he's familiar with. Like I said, the Bachelor Pad Radio Network have you covered from anything from entertainment to religion to news to politics and sports. So anything you need to know for us in news, you're definitely tune in to the Bachelor Pad Radio Network, where you'll find out all the good stuff that you need. All right, now to the fun part of this show, talking about football. Now, last week, week 16 of the NFL was awesome as usual. But one of the things that stood out the most last week are my guys that came through the NFL Regional Combine. And one player in particular that I had talked about during the beginning part of the season I have not talked about so much because he did not get a lot of playing time. His name is Vincent Smith, wide receiver for the Houston Texans. Now, Vincent Smith went to a small school in South Carolina called Limestone College, a Division II school. Now, when he came and worked out during the regional this year in Tampa, he was one of the guys I highlighted. As a matter of fact, he actually is the guy that on the front page of Locker-Report on Twitter. So he's a solid wide receiver, very calculated, knowing what he's doing in the field. He always keeps his eyes on the ball at all times. Now, he got his first start in the NFL in week one against the New England Patriots. Now, the New England Patriots game, he did not catch a pass. He was targeted twice, but he did not get a pass. But his first catch in the NFL came in week three against the New York Giants. So last week, with a lot of changes, well, that's been made, and a lot of injuries that had happened concerning the Houston Texans, how they lost Fuller, William Fuller, for the mid part of the season, and a week ago losing Demetrius Thomas for the rest of the season for an Achilles injury. Now, Smith is a burner. He runs a 4.37. That's his speed time. That's what he's clocked at. Now, he is a legitimate deep ball catch and receiver, which is where he has his specialty as a wide receiver in this league. His speed and his hands is the reason why he's in this league. So the Texans picked him up, and then last week they put him late in the game when Demetrius went down. Now, when the Texans was facing with 2 minutes and 11 seconds left in the game, knowing that was a huge game for them to try to win, to try to get closer and stealing that second seed in the AFC. Now, down 23-29 on 3rd-and-11, Deshaun Watson, shotgun formation, threw a ball deep down the field. They were on the Eagles' 35-yard line, so he threw straight down the middle of the field, and look who you saw beating one of the Eagles' secondary when they're corner. It was Smith. Smith beat him deep, put the ball in the back of the end zone, and after the instant replay, they show that he was inbound, so his knee hit in the end zone for sliding out of bounds. That was a huge catch, his first touchdown in the NFL, his second catch in the NFL, and he got a lot of praise. Now, we all know the story that the Eagles drove down the field, kicked a last-minute field goal to keep their playoff to try to keep their playoff life alive, and the Texans dropped down to potentially the third seed, given the being impatient the second seed. So Smith did his part in putting the Texans ahead in that game to try to lock up the number two seed in the AFC. But they did not. But Smith did open some eyes probably around the league. I don't say too much about the league. I don't say he opened some eyes up yet. But the Houston Texans know what he was able to do. The coach, also DeAndre Hopkins, all these guys know that he worked very hard as he learned the speed of the game. Quote me on this. I really believe that as they move forward into the playoffs, because they are in the playoffs, that this young man is going to be a surprise piece that they will use during the postseason. Now, I know one thing from dealing with Smith and talking to this young man, he's very humble and he's encouraged. And I think last week's game, which was a playoff type of environment, that he was able to deliver in that game. And I think that the Texans have a quiet weapon in that young man. So watch out for number 17 with the Houston Texans as they move forth. I think he's going to have more targets this week as he gets himself into a rhythm. So watch out for number 17, Vincent Smith, for the Houston Texans, as the Texans move on towards the postseason. Now, for the New York Giants, they have a tight end named Scott Simpson. Simpson's son was a tight end. Came through the process of the NFL Regional Combine in 2014. Now, he's been in the league for 4 years, primarily with the Carolina Panthers, where he spent a lot of time on the practice squad. And if he was not on the practice squad, he was on IR because he had sustained some injuries. But this year, he signed a one-year deal with the New York Giants, and Eli Manning has been targeting him during the course of the season. Had some shots and trying to get him in the end zone for a touchdown, but if it was a batted pass or the passes were thrown well, but he did drop one pass in the end zone this year. So he having his opportunity, and he is slowly getting grasp of the game. And this year was the first time he really had some real time in the NFL. Had a couple of starts this year, but the most important thing was he finally had his first touchdown this year in a highly strong game that he had to go up against this past weekend against the Indianapolis Colts. He was able to get his first NFL touchdown, which is really big for him and his family. Something that he worked for about 4 years to finally get a chance to cross that goal line. You listen to Lock and Talk on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network, where you'll hear about NFL stars of tomorrow today. Now, Jontavious Brown is another player who has been highly talked about a lot for the San Diego Chargers, who's that middle linebacker. Played against the Baltimore Ravens last week, and of course we know Baltimore had pretty much dominated that game. But Brown still had himself a solid game, finishing up with 8 tackles as he's getting closer and closer and leading his team for the second time in 3 years in Tampa. So it's going to be really interesting seeing how he will continue to carry that whole thing with the San Diego Chargers as they go into the playoffs, knowing they're going to need more from him on the defense side of the ball as they continue to rip everything up and get things rocking and rolling. Now, Nick Mullins, quarterback for San Francisco 49ers, he had another excellent game. This young man has really turned a lot of heads around the league quietly, and he is really creating an opportunity for himself to be on another team next year or really locking down that backup position in San Francisco behind Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, do I see Jimmy Garoppolo actually being healthy for the long term of his contract for the San Francisco 49ers? I do not. I think the 49ers would be smart if they try to lock Mullins up to be a secure backup, because he has shown that he can stay in this league, that this game is not too big for him, that he can handle the pressure, he can handle moments. Right now, he's 3-4, or was close in getting the win last week against the Chicago Bears. But with a late interception as he was driving down the field, that sealed the game for the Bears, for those guys to win and then get themselves the division. Now, Nick Mullins, out of the interceptions that he had this season, 5 of those interceptions came off the hands of one of his receivers. The other one came from Bobby Wagner, and Bobby Wagner, on a defense they played against Seattle, he actually stepped up and has made a huge play. So what Nick is showing, that all those interceptions that he has thrown this year were not necessarily his fault. And the best part about it is that the organization recognizes that, and that's why he's still on the field, because over C.J. Beathard, he shows that he has been the best option they had since Jimmy had went down. And he will close out this season as the starting quarterback for the 49ers. And like I said, he made some things happen for himself to show that he actually can play in this league. So if I were the 49ers, I would do what I can to try to keep him. But, however, if he does not stay there, there are a couple of teams that I would love to see him go. And I think that he'll be a good fit in New England, as the Patriots is looking to probably replace Tom Brady in a couple of years under that system, under the greatest quarterback who ever played. Nick Mullins can learn a lot from him. When he was in the workout in 2017 in New Orleans, one of the first things that came out from the way how he carried himself, he do have a lot of qualities that Tom Brady had. He's very calculated. He loves studying film. He takes good care of his body, and he vocalized to me that was one of his idols that he looked at, and he tried to carry himself on the football field like him. And last week we saw a little piece of it when that interception that happened, how he was completely pissed off and frustrated when he went to the sideline. So I really expect great things for Nick Mullins as he moves forward with the 49ers and also with his NFL career. Now, that was week 16. Now, week 17, this is where the fun part begins. Now, we know that some of the big games this weekend, the Baltimore Ravens and the Cleveland Browns. Matter of fact, the AFC North division is under the spotlight this weekend. In order for the Steelers to get in, they have to beat Cincinnati in Cincinnati. I do not see too much of a problem there. As far as the regional combine, Alavindo Villanueva, left tackle for the Pittsburgh Steelers, is going to make sure that he can help keep Ben Roethlisberger off his back. He played a great game last week, played eight games all season. That's why he made the Pro Bowl for the second straight year this year. So watch out for number 78 as he's staying in the trenches to help keep Ben Roethlisberger upright so that this team can actually put some points on the board to get a win in Cincinnati, and then hopefully by the close of their game, they will know their fate as the Baltimore Ravens go against the Cleveland Browns. Now, the Cleveland Browns have one guy from the regional combine named Denzel Rice. That's the only player they've had from the regionals. The Ravens have one player, but it's on the practice squad. So there's no regional guys that's going to impact this game. But it is one of the games to watch out for during this playoff scenario beast that we have this weekend. Now, to seal a playoff spot, the Vikings will have to win. and the Vikings going to have to be, they're going to be at home, and they're going to host the Bears. So Adam Thielen, wide receiver for the Vikings, going to have to make sure he played more of a solid game. Since coming off the bye and since breaking the record for the first player in NFL history to go the first 8 games with over 100 receiving yards, it kind of took a notch down, all because teams are starting to double-team him more and being a little bit more physical. I think that after last week, he's still starting to show that he can play against those double teams a little more. He's starting to play against double teams a little better, and they're going to need it against the Chicago Bears team that have a defense that can win the Super Bowl. So Adam Thielen is going to have a monster game, get over 100 yards, make a lot of catches in order for the Vikings to win this game. Now, I know the Vikings is starting to become more of a run-based team, which is something that they should have done a long time ago, but they're going to need Adam to step up in those big plays. So when Kirk Cousins drop back, number 19 will be ready. So they're going to need Adam at his best so the Vikings can get to the playoffs and then allow the second season take fold for the organization. Now, for me, the biggest game of them all is definitely that Tennessee and Colts game. Whoever wins that game goes to the playoffs. And I will tell you that if the Indianapolis Colts get into the tournament, that's going to be the team to watch out for in the AFC. Why? Because they have a good balanced running attack, which you're going to need in the postseason. They also have themselves a fantastic defense that is under the radar, but just as good as the Chicago Bears, and these guys fly and they get action. Within that defense, one of the better players on that defense in that secondary, Kenny Moore, who came through the NFL Regional Combine last year, number 23, is showing that he's one of the best up-and-coming corners in this league. This kid can have good hands. He will hit you. He's really good playing against those slot receivers underneath in the zone. He loves playing the bump and run. Watch out for him Sunday night when they play the Tennessee Titans. Number 23, Kenny Moore from the Regional Combine. He is a legit corner. He led this team a couple of times in tackles this year. So watch how that team will play. Now, if the Colts make the playoffs, that's going to be a dangerous team because number three, the third element of that team is Andrew Luck. For a team that have a defense and have a solid running game, and in the playoffs, you're going to need a quarterback that can make the throws and make a play happen. And Andrew Luck is that guy. So he's going to be pretty much, for me, that main X factor for the Colts, because they do have a solid running game, which means they can be physical on the ground. They have an awesome defense that can make stops and make plays. And on that offensive line is another player from the Regional Combine named Denzel Good. Played right guard. They move him around often a lot. Number 71, he's doing a phenomenal job along with that offensive line in protecting Andrew Luck. So that's going to be a game to watch out for Sunday night when the Titans go up against the Colts. That's going to be a major game there for, I believe, pretty much the biggest game, because if the Colts make their playoffs, they're going to be something to watch out for. If the Ravens make their playoffs, they're going to be something to watch out for. Both those teams have solid defense that's legit and very physical. Only thing is, I give the Colts a little bit more dangerous labels because although Lamar Jackson is showing that he can make the throws at the right time, is that Andrew Luck is a better thrower of the ball, and their defenses somewhat mirror each other, and they also kind of mirror with a physical running game, but the X factor is the quarterbacks, and that's why I give the Colts more of a dangerous team if they beat the Titans Sunday night to get to the playoffs. Watch out for that Colts team. They're legit. You listen to Locker Talk on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network. Next week, like I said, I will have another guest to come on the show from Spark Agency, a solid up-and-coming agency, certified agents that represents small school guys, primarily with the NFL. I will have Christian Yankus come on next week. He's going to talk about the process. He's going to talk about the importance of having an agent, especially small school guys. It's very important to have an agent at this time of year if you're trying to get and be serious to get to the NFL, because if you do not have an agent, and you go through the process of trying to do these workouts and trying to get into these pro days, if you do not have representation, you will not get an opportunity. So you small school guys, I hope you're listening. Make sure the guys are certified. He's going to also talk about how to make sure that the person who's representing you is certified. So please tune in to the next week's show. If you know someone that's going through the process, went to a small school, or fell off the radar a little bit, make sure they tune into Locker Talk next week. I'm your host. This is all the time I have. Thank you for tuning in to Basketball Pad Radio Network at Locker Talk. You can reach me directly anytime at locker-report.com, which is on Twitter, lockerreport.com on Facebook, lockerreport 100 on Instagram, all low caps, or you can always send me email directly at barrybarnes@locker-report.com. So send your questions in. I'll make sure that I'll be ready for Christian when he come on the show. If you send me any questions, so that we can get the knowledge out there, the information out there, so that you, the football player, can live out your dream in the NFL. This is the Locker Talk on the Basketball Pad Radio Network. Everyone, stay blessed and Happy New Year to everyone. Be safe if you want to go out and party. Make sure you drink responsibly. Make sure you keep those who you love in mind when you go and celebrate. And let's make sure that when we make our new resolutions for 2019, that we stick with it, and may everyone continue to have a blessed day and a blessed year in 2019. Talk to you guys next year.
Down your two doors.
Ooh, shots of Remy, playing confessions
Hey, you. And we all make mistakes. after my feelings. Notice that you really like me. Can't control my anxiety. Feeling like I'm touching the ceiling. When I'm with you, I can't breathe. Boy, you do something to me.
Beat it up.